This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Friends, family, neighbors over for the first time. Maybe they come over all the time. Are they snooping? Are they looking around when they go in your bathroom? Are they checking your medicine cabinet? On the Donuts Delight text line, 585-252-WBE, it's a B-Morning Coffee Club. We had a listener suggest, oh, you could set up a trap by putting marbles in the medicine cabinet. So if someone's snooping, they open it, and you know.
Yeah. It wouldn't take many.
Oh, I heard something fall. Is everything okay in the bathroom? Snooping!
It makes me nervous. Do you have people over who can't go to the bathroom outside their home without running the sink? Have you ever had someone do that? You're like, what are they doing in there?
They're covering up the sounds.
They're covering up any sound. I'm like, what are they doing? Why are they, going through my linen closet?
No, I respect that. Okay. If it's for the sounds, if they're snooping, maybe they're trying to cover up those marbles. You set the trap there.
Oh my gosh. There are people who set up booby traps all the time in their own home, maybe to bust a partner or just to bust anyone to see if people are snooping. I don't know if that's super paranoia or not. To me, it seems like that, but trip wires they've used.
What is like special forces?
I know. They've used thread, like set thread across the front of dresser drawers to see if they've been moved. Yeah. You should know this stuff.
I've seen someone put a little piece of scotch tape on a drawer.
Yeah.
So you open, you know, the scotch tape doesn't really make a noise, so to speak, like marbles does.
But a quarter in a closet door.
Yeah, you'll see it.
So
and
it'll
it's dropped.
Drop.
It's moved. Yeah. Mm. Snooping. Who's snooping? Are you the snooper?
Or have you ever set a booby trap in your own home to bust a snooper?
Let us know.
What I want to know.
It feels like a lot to go through and reset it. Like, I feel like I would forget, and I would be the one that would drop the quarter or something, then go, oh, they were in my closet.
I knew it.
Yeah.
But like actually, I just never reset it.
Right. A year later.
Right.
How did they know? Oh, that's why they were snooping. See, you got to stay on top of that. If you're setting those traps, let us know your booby trap to catch the snooper in your house, condo, apartment. 585-252-WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Yeah, we're getting into superstitions, routines, that we do things to help better ourselves. Do you believe in that kind of stuff? Do you do something year-round? It's not a Halloween thing, like a black cat thing. No, year-round. TJ Bowe and producer Hope, you're now blowing cinnamon when you walk in your door, out your door. What are you doing with the cinnamon?
So for about 2 years now, I've saw on TikTok that if you blow cinnamon through your front door, it's supposed to bring abundance.
So you're blowing it into the townhome or out?
In. So I open my front door. Uh-huh. I stand outside. I pour cinnamon on my palm. And I go,
because you saw it on TikTok.
Listen, TJ, I know you sound skeptical. I've been doing it every month for 2 years now, and I noticed a difference of new income. I was in sales when I started it. My sales went up when I started doing it. I had new income opportunities. I was finding good deals. Like, life, I noticed a difference of life getting better when I started blowing cinnamon 2 years ago. I'm serious.
Wow. You know what I noticed? Remember about 6 months ago, I tried cinnamon in my coffee for weight loss?
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea where the jar went. I stopped using it.
She's over there blowing it.
Yeah.
I'm bringing good luck for all of us.
Is that what it is? I'm like, what happened to my cinnamon thing? Oh, this one's blowing it through the door.
It is so crazy, like this folklore stuff, you know? And if you feel like it works, you know, like a placebo effect, like it's working. It's working. I'm noticing the blessings in my life because since I've started blowing the cinnamon in through my front door, it's crazy. There is like in feng shui, there's something called the wealth corner.
Wealth corner.
And when like you're painting a room, the southeast corner of a room in your house, you are supposed to paint like green for money.
Aha!
Whatever it is that you're looking at, the wealth corner. So there's all these things that people think will help make their lives better.
Think about that. You need a compass. Make sure you're going to the southeast corner because you might be going to the wrong corner, right?
Yeah.
And then you're getting nothing. So like, start off there.
Who has a compass? So.
Make sure you're in the right corner.
Everybody has a compass. There's one on your iPhone.
There is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Try that. Make sure you're at the right corner.
I should probably find that out.
Because you love to paint. So I could just see you there.
Yeah,
now
man.
Daily changing shades of green.
I'll just paint every corner green. Just to make sure.
Catch me at the paint store after work today.
That's right.
Like, what's in the discount section that's green?
That's right. That's right. Whatever
works. So you're always trying to cut corners. I don't think you could do every corner. You just said it was southeast. Stick with southeast. Don't
try to. Southeast corner of the room. Don't. Wealth corner.
Of the room or of the house? Like, so every single room? It How many corners am I painting green?
The corner of whatever room is in the southeast corner of your house. So if that's like the kitchen or whatever. So, yes, of the house, whatever, inside.
Okay. I really hope it's, like, behind my fridge or something, so I don't have to paint everything. Maybe, like, can I just do, like, an inch on either side, do you think? Like, just the corner? Or am I supposed to do the
and
whole
then
wall?
I want you to blow cinnamon on it. It says here, blow cinnamon on it, too.
What do you do for abundance, for romance, for what kind of superstitions do you believe in that you do year-round? Please help us, because we're like the guinea pigs. We'll try it. Yeah. We will. 585-252-WBEE. Some might think it's superstition. You think it's positive, throwing things to the universe, like Hope's blowing cinnamon into her townhome for abundance. And she says she's getting good things. Yeah.
That's what she said.
I'm not alone. Connie also blows cinnamon through her front door on the first of the month and has a cinnamon broom over the front door to ward off negative energy.
I never heard that. Wow. Okay.
Excellent. This one says, my husband has been deployed 4 times. This may sound silly to some people, but we have to text each other every day at the same exact times, no matter what or when he's gone. That does not sound, and then it says hashtag go army. That does not sound silly at all. That makes total sense to me.
Positive
Absolutely.
Routine, connecting
yeah, it gives
with
you
each
like
other.
A peace yeah. of mind. I know when Morgan was in the Air Force, every single day I had to hear from her. Had to. Or something wasn't right. It was off. It was off in me. So, no, I don't think that is strange at all.
No, and you know what?
Total sense.
In a simpler form, my wife Snapchats with the kids. I'm not a Snapchatter. What is it called? Snapchat?
Snapchat. Yeah.
So is that a word? Am I making up both phonics here? You know what
no,
I mean?
No, that's what it's called.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, so if they don't keep their streaks, she gets, hey, are you okay?
Right.
And we'll be driving. She'll take a picture out the window, Snapchat. And I go, what'd you take a picture of? She goes,
I
got to keep up my streak. Mm-hmm. She's got to do something. That's her positive routine to keep in connection with the 3 kids.
Isn't that funny?
That's her thing. I really
oh
don't
Oh my
do
gosh,
it.
They lost their streak. Something's wrong.
What? Calling. You call. They're not picking up. Make sure they're okay. Things we do becomes part of our routine. Is it positive reinforcement? Is it superstitions? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, and producer Hope. Happy Wednesday morning to you. How about a Donuts Light text line? Vision board. I believe in vision boards. I write it down. Things have come true.
Wow.
Is that goal setting? The vision board? Have you ever done a vision board?
No.
Hmm.
But I feel like I should. I'll give anything a shot.
Yeah. Oh, down here, I wrote down a manifest and put it under the mattress, and we did over $200,000 in business that year. It was scary during tax time. We had never made that much.
Ooh.
But it was because of the manifest. Isn't that the same thing? as a vision board, a manifest, writing down goals, setting goals, positive reinforcement.
Yeah, going through setting a goal. The vision board, I feel like, is more visual, where like writing down the manifestation is like writing down a goal. But yeah, the hope is that you'll achieve those things.
Okay. Hmm. What should we all create little manifest vision boards here? I mean, what's
like
something
some goals?
What would you like to happen to you and your family before the year's up?
We get healthier.
Healthier. Okay. So let's write down.
Like, I get enough knowledge from all of the research I've been doing online to help my family get healthier.
Healthier. Okay.
Because, you know,
write
you
it
don't
down.
Know what you don't know.
Write it down.
So is your vision board just going to be like all produce, all like cruciferous greens?
Maybe. Or maybe it'll just be a really super fit family.
Your treadmill. Get a picture of the treadmill in the garage.
Okay. I don't know, but I just wrote it down.
Okay. So, I'm going to write down something. I'm going
to
write down.
Why put it under your mattress, though?
Maybe it's just closer so it's to like, you. You're in like, your sleep. You're
it's
feeling
the last
positivity.
Thing you think about before you go to bed.
Is it like osmosis? Thing? Like, you know, you put a textbook under your pillow and you're supposed to learn by osmosis. You manifest it by sleeping on it every single night.
Okay. On the Donuts of Light text line. No, when you manifest it, you write it down as if it's already yours, almost like a story. Google it before you do it. So, okay. And then Vending Chris says, win the lottery. I thought of that.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm writing down right now. Right now, I'm writing down $1 million in my bank account. I've never had that. I've dreamed of that all my life. I don't know why I want, you know, that kind of money in my bank account. I've never even come close, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll
but
take
I just
half
wrote
that.
It down. I just wrote it down. Let's see if I could do that by the end of the year. And like the Donuts Light text line says, I'm manifesting this. And then I'm going to go home and I'm going to take pictures of stacks of money. And I'm going to put it up. See if I can make it happen. Now, this is just me. Everybody else has different dreams. But I've always thought, maybe because I was so poor growing up that I wanted that $1 million.
I
manifested it like it's happened already. How about you? What are you putting down?
Well, Jim Carrey did that. He wrote a check to himself for $1 million before he started acting and then carried it in his wallet for years and years and years.
Huh. Did you know?
Wow.
Thank you, Hope. I didn't know that story about Jim Carrey.
Yeah. So in addition to putting it under your mattress, maybe you should write yourself a check for $1 million.
Look, hang on. I got to change my manifest.
Who still has checks? Dang it.
You have a checkbook. I have a checkbook, TJ. If I have one, you have one.
It was so funny. My handwriting is so bad.
I know.
Maybe I should have been a doctor. But I've taken a check to the bank and I'm like,
What's
the amount there? What
I
are
know,
you trying to
I
say?
I don't know what's
yeah,
happening.
Exactly. All right, don't mess up my manifest here with checks. All right. How about you? What have you written down? Manifest or vision board, and it came true. Let us know.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
friends, family, neighbors over for the first time. Maybe they come over all the time. Are they snooping? Are they looking around when they go in your bathroom? Are they checking your medicine cabinet? On the Donuts Delight text line, 585-252-WBE, it's a B Morning Coffee Club. We had a listener suggest, oh, you could set up a trap by putting marbles in the medicine cabinet. So if someone's snooping, they open it, and you know.
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't take many.
Oh, I heard something fall. Is everything okay in the bathroom?
It
snooping
makes me nervous. Do you have people over who can't go to the bathroom outside their home without running the sink? Have you ever had someone do that? You're like,
yes.
What are they doing in there?
They're covering up the sounds.
They're covering up any
yes.
sound.
I'm yes.
like, what are they doing? Why are they, what are they going through
that.
My linen closet?
No, I respect that.
Okay.
If it's for the sounds, if they're snooping,
yeah.
maybe they're trying to cover up those marbles. You set the trap there.
Oh, my gosh. There are people who set up booby traps all the time in their own home, maybe to bust a partner or just to bust anyone to see if people are snooping. I don't know if that's super paranoia or not. To me, it seems like that, but trip wires they've used.
What is like that, special forces?
I know. They've used thread, like set thread across the front of dresser drawers to see if they've been moved. Yeah. You should know this stuff.
I've seen someone put a little piece of scotch tape on a drawer.
Yeah.
So you open, you know, the scotch tape doesn't really make a noise, so to speak, like marbles does.
But a quarter in a closet door.
Yeah, you'll see it.
So it'll drop.
It's moved. Yeah. Mm. Snooping. Who's snooping? Are you the snooper?
Or have you ever set a booby trap in your own home to bust a snooper?
Let us know.
What I want to know.
It feels like a lot to go through and reset it. Like, I feel like I would forget, and I would be the one that would drop the quarter or something, then go, they were in my closet.
I knew it.
Yeah.
But like actually, I just never reset it.
Right. A year later.
Right.
How did they know? Oh, that's why they were snooping. See, you got to stay on top of that. If you're setting those traps, let us know your booby trap to catch the snooper in your house, condo, apartment. 585-252-WBEE. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. Yeah, we're getting into superstitions, routines, that we do things to help better ourselves. Do you believe in that kind of stuff? Do you do something year round? It's not a Halloween thing, like a black cat thing. No, year round. TJ Bowe and producer Hope, you're now blowing cinnamon when you walk in your door, out your door. What are you doing with the cinnamon?
So for about 2 years now, I saw on TikTok that if you blow cinnamon through your front door, it's supposed to bring abundance.
So you're blowing it into the townhome or out?
In. So I open my front door. Uh-huh. I stand outside. I pour cinnamon on my palm. And I go,
because you saw it on TikTok.
Listen, TJ, I know you sound skeptical. I've been doing it every month for 2 years now, and I noticed a difference of new income. I was in sales when I started it. My sales went up when I started doing it. I had new income opportunities. I was finding good deals. Like, life, I noticed a difference of life getting better when I started blowing cinnamon 2 years ago. I'm serious.
Wow.
You know what I noticed? Remember about 6 months ago, I tried cinnamon in my coffee for weight loss?
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea where the jar went. I stopped using it.
She's over there blowing it.
Yeah.
I'm bringing good luck for all of us.
Is that what it is? I'm like, what happened to my cinnamon thing? Oh, this one's blowing it through the door.
It is so crazy, like this folklore stuff, you know? And if you feel like it works, you know, like a placebo effect, like it's working. I'm noticing the blessings in my life because since I've started blowing the cinnamon in through my front door, it's crazy. There is, like, in feng shui, there's something called the wealth corner.
Wealth corner.
And when, like, you're painting a room, the southeast corner of a room in your house, you are supposed to paint, like, green for money.
Aha!
Whatever it is that you're looking, the wealth corner. So there's all these things that people think will help make their lives better.
Think about that. You need a compass. Make sure you're going to the southeast corner because you might be going to the wrong corner, right?
Yeah.
And then you're getting nothing. So like, start off there.
Who has a compass, though?
Make sure you're in the right corner.
Everybody has a compass. There's one on your iPhone.
There is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Try that. Make sure you're at the right corner.
I should probably find that out.
Because you love to paint. So I could just see you there.
Yeah,
now
man.
Daily, changing shades of green.
I'll just paint every corner green. Just to make sure.
Catch me at the paint store after work today.
That's right.
Be like, what's in the discount section that's green?
That's right. That's right.
Whatever. No, so you're always trying to cut corners. I don't think you could do every corner. You just said it was southeast. Stick with southeast. Don't
southeast
try to
east corner yeah. of the room. Don't. Wealth corner
of the room or of the house. Like, so every single room. It how many corners am I painting green?
The corner of whatever room is in the southeast corner of your house. So if that's like the kitchen or whatever. So yes, of the house, whatever. Inside.
Okay. I really hope it's like behind my fridge or something so I don't have to paint everything. Maybe like, can I just do like an inch on either side, do you think? Like just the corner? Or am I supposed to do the
whole
wall?
And then I want you to blow cinnamon on it. It says here, blow cinnamon on it too.
What do you do for abundance, for romance, for what kind of superstitions do you believe in that you do year round? Please help us because we're like the guinea pigs. We'll try it. Yeah. We will. 585-252-WBEE. Some might think it's superstition. You think it's positive, throwing things to the universe, like Hope's blowing cinnamon into her townhome for abundance. And she says she's getting good things. Yeah.
That's what she said.
I'm not alone. Connie also blows cinnamon through her front door on the first of the month and has a cinnamon broom over the front door to ward off negative energy.
I never heard that. Wow. Okay.
Excellent. This one says, my husband has been deployed 4 times. This may sound silly to some people, but we have to text each other every day at the same exact times, no matter what or when he's gone. That does not sound. And then it says, hashtag go Army. That does not sound silly at all. That makes total sense to me.
Positive routine, connecting
with each
other.
It gives you like a peace of mind. I know when Morgan was in the Air Force, every single day I had to hear from her. Had to. Or something wasn't right. It was off. It was off in me. So, no, I don't think that is strange at all.
No, and you know what?
It makes total sense.
In a simpler form, my wife Snapchats with the kids. I'm not a Snapchatter. What is it called? Snapchat? Snapchatter.
Snapchat.
Yeah. Is that a word? Am I making up both phonics here? You know what I mean?
No, that's what it's called.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, so if they don't keep their streaks, she gets, hey, are you okay?
Right.
And we'll be driving. She'll take a picture out the window. Snapchat. I go, what'd you take a picture of? She goes,
I
got to keep up my streak. Mm-hmm. She's got to do something. That's her positive routine to keep in connection with the three kids.
Isn't that funny?
That's her thing. I really
oh
don't
know. Oh my
do
gosh,
it.
They lost their streak. Something's wrong.
What? Calling. You call. They're not picking up. Make sure they're okay. Things we do becomes part of our routine. Is it positive reinforcement? Is it superstitions? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, and producer Hope. Happy Wednesday morning to you. How about a Donuts Light text line? Vision board. I believe in vision boards. I write it down. Things have come true.
Wow.
Is that goal setting? The vision board? Have you ever done a vision board?
No. But I feel like I should. I'll give anything a shot.
Yeah. Oh, down here, I wrote down a manifest and put it under the mattress, and we did over $200,000 in business that year. It was scary during tax time. We had never made that much.
Ooh.
But it was because of the manifest. Isn't that the same thing as a vision board, a manifest? Writing down goals, setting goals?
Yeah.
Positive reinforcement?
Yeah, going through, setting a goal. The vision board, I feel like, is more visual, where like writing down the manifestation is like writing down a goal. But yeah, the hope is that you'll achieve those things.
Okay. Hmm. What should we all create little manifest vision boards here? I mean, what would you like to happen to you and your family before the year's up?
We get healthier.
Healthier. Okay. So let's write down.
Like, I get enough knowledge from all of the research I've been doing online to help my family get healthier.
Healthier. Okay.
Because, you know,
write it down.
You don't know what you don't know.
Write it down.
So is your vision board just going to be like all produce, all like cruciferous greens?
Maybe. Or maybe it'll just be a really super fit family.
Your treadmill. Get a picture of the treadmill in the garage.
Okay. I don't know, but I just wrote it down.
Okay. So, I'm going to write down something.
Well, I put it under your mattress, though.
Maybe it's just closer so it's to like, you. You're in like, your sleep. You're feeling
the last
positivity.
Thing you think about. Before you go to bed?
Is it like osmosis? Thing? Like, you know, you put a textbook under your pillow and you're supposed to learn by osmosis. You manifest it by sleeping on it every single night.
Okay, on the Donuts of Light text line, No, when you manifest it, you write it down as if it's already yours. Almost like a story. Google it before you do it. So, okay. And then Vending Chris says, win the lottery. I thought of that.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm writing down right now. I'm writing down $1 million in my bank account. I've never had that. I've dreamed of that all my life. I don't know why I want, you know, that kind of money in my bank account. I've never even come close, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'll take half that. Wrote it down. I just wrote it down. Let's see if I could do that by the end of the year. And like the Donuts Light text line says, I'm manifesting this. And then I'm going to go home and I'm going to take pictures of stacks of money and I'm going to put it up. See if I can make it happen. Now, this is just me. Everybody else has different dreams. But I've always thought, maybe because I was so poor growing up that I wanted that $1 million.
I know.
I manifested it. Like, it's happened already. How about you? What are you putting now?
Well, Jim Carrey did that. He wrote a check to himself for $1 million before he started acting and then carried it in his wallet for years and years and years.
Huh. Did you know?
Wow.
Thank you, Hope. I didn't know that story about Jim Carrey.
Yeah. So, in addition to putting it under your mattress, maybe you should write yourself a check for $1 million.
Look, hang on. I got to change my manifest.
Who still has checks? Dang it.
You have a checkbook. I have a checkbook, TJ. If I have one, you have one.
It was so funny. My handwriting is so bad.
I know.
Maybe I should have been a doctor. But I've taken a check to the bank and I'm like, What's the amount there? What are you trying to say?
I don't know what's happening.
Exactly. All right, don't mess up my manifest here with checks. All right. How about you? What have you written down? Manifest or vision board? And it came true. Let us know.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.